take care of. And I think, you know, between the council making their recommendations to Jim and to Mike on it, and those guys driving around looking at what's the best thing, that's where I think is where we need to head. Because at this time, we just don't have, you know, we have a street committee, and streets is you two sitting right there, Mr. Bowman and Mr. Brandenburg. So I kind of think that's the way it is. But again, I mean, that's going to be up to your decision to make on that.
What are other towns? I mean, they've all got to be hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. I went to a city meeting the other night, and I got accosted by Walcott and Buffalo and had a couple other small towns. And, yeah, everybody's in the same boat.
We used to get 100% of commercial and industrial. The state came by and said, well, we're going to take 10%, so you only get 90%. But we'll give you a backfill, a seven-year backfill. I think we're in the fifth year. Well, now they don't have the money to pay us back for that 10%, nope. So they're doing away with it. Now agriculture, which we don't get a lot of money, we always got 100% of that. Now they're talking 90% of that because the state needs the money. It's getting tougher. Time for me to retire.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able
somebody
to
else figure
well,
out
I mean,
job though.
There was a guy that was at that meeting I was at the other night and said he'd been in, and I didn't know him, but he said he'd been in city politics for over 20 years, and he said, this is the worst I ever seen, and he says within 10 years he said it's gonna break the small towns. He said the Dixons, the Donahues, the Maysvilles, the New Liberties, those towns will not survive. And he said, and anybody in this room understands the concept of if you don't have an abundant amount of commercial and industrial together, you're not going to survive within the next 10 years. You're going to be scratching for every cent you're worth, or you're going to be putting taxes so high that people are going to start saying, sayonara, and they're going to leave. Or they're going to go do exactly what's going on now, which is buying property and building houses on it because they can use the ag exemption for a certain amount of time. It's kind of scary. I'm glad I only got 2 years left.
Me too.
Yeah, right.
And I can retire too.
Yeah.
Mike.
He lives right across. This is his second home.
We watch this with binoculars.
I mean, from when I started in 97 here, I mean, I've seen a lot of changes made, and quite honest with you, a lot of them haven't been good changes, and they're actually frightening changes. And Mr. Brandenburg has to be over there knowing, sitting in this chair before, he's seen a lot of it too, and it's quite scary what's going to happen. And we don't know. And that's the problem, is you don't know what's going to happen from day to day or from year to year. Yeah.
Okay, so on this...
So all I need is a suggestion and everybody to straw poll agree what avenue you want to pursue.
I make a suggestion we do repairs to the bad spots that we know of, put those on the forefront, and then try to identify those that are going to need attention within the next year or two. That's my suggestion.
I agree.
Or try to phase it.
Because I know that one you're talking about out here on, just on your side of the overpass, that is a bad spot. And yeah, that needs to be taken care of.
Everybody on the same page?
So we can figure up a cost for all of those.
So here's what...
Find out what we can handle. Yeah.
Well, here's what my thought process is then with what you've just said. I'll put our Public Works Building Commissioner and our engineer together on it and have them go out and identify those areas that they think are the worst, and then we'll bring it back to the council, and then we'll decide which way we move.
Now too?
Well, I mean, it depends on, I mean, if you want to get them all bid right away or how you want to do it, I don't care.
If you want them done, I guess we need to get on people's schedules sooner than later.
I was just going to say, the only problem of it is those boys are going to get cold because they're going to do it before the 1st of March meeting.
He can handle it. He's got a pair of overalls.
He can roll the window down in his truck.
Well, okay, it's going to take at least 2 weeks just to identify them.
Sure.
He can go back to the next meeting with, hey guys, here's the 236.
Right.
and then say, okay, go get bids on these, all of them, one of them, three of them.
And right? Then you could decide, once you get a list in front of you, you could decide, okay, let's do these four now, and we'll hold off till later for these other ones, or however you want to do it. That would be my suggestion. I don't care what you do, but that's my suggestion.
So you can snap a couple pictures so we got them to look at. You need me to go with? Let me know, I'll go with.
Okay.
Yeah, you can buy lunch.
Maybe you want
to. Yeah.
All right.
See, it's costing us already.
Next item is building commissioner. Building commissioner's report.
The only question, it's not really a question, I'm excited to see that sidewalk being done on South Genesee.
What's not being done?
Huh? What's that?
You said you're excited about it being done?
It's in the process, yes. Okay. I mean, Century Lakes already approved to do their portion and all that?
No. So that whole thing here is
misinformation.
You want the short story or long story?
Short.
Okay. I'm asking you guys to force this subject so that we tell them, hey, you are going to do this. Either you do it or we're going to do it and assess your property. That's the short story. I think when Chad was out there working and doing the other sidewalk, I asked him to go ahead and just give me a ballpark on what it's going to cost, you know, for them. He's already been talking to CenturyLink, and I don't think CenturyLink's going to be a problem at all because they want him to do some cement work there too. So, the condo was in the 6,000 range to finish up their sidewalk. So that's where we're at.
How much further easily he got to go on the construction site to finish to the edge where their property line goes? It's not all there yet. No, in front of the storage units.
Right here. He stopped
right at the property line.
Okay, I didn't know if that
was done. That's the property line. Okay. He stopped. So the whole storage unit is done.
Okay.
So now the rest is the whole lot of
CenturyLink.
CenturyLink and partial of the condos.
Well, the condos should have to pay for it.
They both have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But the question is, am I getting approval to force their hand?
There is an ordinance on sidewalks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had to pay for our sidewalks on East Loretta.
Just don't know how it's.
We did it on Main Street where we sent them a letter. We had an informational meeting, but Jim can sit with them. For the condo and CenturyLink, just basically you contact them, you have a meeting with them rather than have a public meeting where they both come, you know, and then we can send them a letter just like we did on Main Street when we made everybody put their sidewalks in.
Well,
they have a choice.
We did that on Mississippi Street too.
But I think what's
because I was one of them that did it that time, and it was you had to conform to the.
That's what I'm asking. Is it even a question? It might just be something that says it's right here.
To me, it's not a question. Yeah. To me, it is. We need to send them a letter and tell them that they're responsible to put sidewalk in front of their property. Well, now that we have a sidewalk headed south and we have a sidewalk headed north and we have a big spot. And I believe it's in there.
As long as he can take the ordinance with him and say, here you go. Yeah. I mean, there's not a question.
I don't know why. Did you say 6,000 feet for 64 feet? $6,000 for 64 feet?
They did it and then stopped.
That's not right.
5x5x5.
Is it five?
Yep.
No, those are only three.
5 foot wide, 5 inches thick, 5,000 pounds of cement.
Those are 5 foot wide there? The sidewalks is all 5 foot or 3 foot?
I think, let's go with four.
Well,
anyway, I was 64 feet. I think the condos was $6,000.
Yeah, I mean, there's grading they gotta do, and then because of those.
Make sure
and then there's backfilling and stuff like that. But.
Well, and technically, because of ADA, you have to go with the minimum requirement now, which is what we found here. That's why I have sidewalk that's 4 foot wide in one spot and 5 foot wide in another spot because of ADA.
But what are they connecting to?
I think they're connecting to 4 footers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we need to look in to see if the ordinance spells it out.
Yeah, it does, it does.
It does.
Yeah, well, if it does, then there's another.
Take a copy of it with and hand it to them. Do they have an HOA for those condos, or those private, or what?
Actually, we tried to contact last week, one of the, number.
I'll get you a number.
Mr. Wakefield, do you have something?
Well, if it does, they don't want to apply, yes, you have to get Bill McCullough involved in it, some letters then.
We just.
Well, and they haven't said no yet, right?
Right, no, no.
Right, okay.
Well, I said if they don't want to apply.
Because we had several properties that made payments through their taxes at 6% interest.
Right.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. We got your back, Jim.
The street committee does.
Any other questions for the building commissioner?
Do you have any?
I think I did have one.
First recording. Yeah, first record.
No, that was it, that was the question, okay.
Item number 8, we haven't heard anything back on that yet.
No.
Just leave it on there for now, until, if we don't hear anything back by the next meeting, then we'll decide what I need to pursue, but right now it's, we're getting by with what we're doing, so. Next is Public Works report, item number 9. Any question about Public Works? Item number 10 is drainage bids reference Dolan Drive and Danielle Court. We have 3 bids here in front of us.
I have one question about this before we.
Yes, sir.
This is what I. Okay, so it appears that all of these spots that are holding water are all spots that we just. Or that have been patched and replaced already once. Was there something that didn't?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
So when Mark did the patch on the corner of Danielle and
Dolan.
And that when we did that. There was nothing there, so there was no sidewalk coming into there was no ADA sidewalk, no nothing. And so basically what's believed happened is he just busted out those concrete slabs and then re-poured them, and but
are we going to do something different this time?
So, and there's a belly there, so it holds the water. And especially now that the sidewalk rolls into there. The other one, yeah, there is a patch there, but I think there's, I don't think the patch had anything to do with that water.
Do you think the water's what created us to have to patch that? Was
possibly,
the water pooling up there, correct?
Possibly.
One thing is, there's no drainage.
At all.
So you get any little low spot, it sits. You know, that's the back of my area. There was never any sewer or storm sewer put in.
So you got 3 bids. One from Arrow, one from Bruce.
Higher.
And Higher. So the initial person that I talked to on this was Arrow. And we went over there and looked at all this. Well, so Arrow gave us a bid. Talking to Mike, Arrow is not, he said no way to the 4-inch drain tile.
Talking to who?
What?
Oh.
Mike Jensen.
Okay, thank you.
He said no. He said too small.
4-inch drain tile? Was that what he said?
What's that?
4-inch drain tile?
The 4-inch drain tile to take you the water away.
And he was going
to
bore it.
And he was going to bore it. That's why he wanted to use the 4-inch. So Mike said, no, it's probably going to get clogged up and and it's not gonna handle the water. Which, in Errol's defense is,